the Malibu Beach Recovery Center outside Los Angeles, residents learn yoga and other coping skills to deal with anxiety, stress, and chronic pain. Teacher Shannon Scott was once hooked herself on the anti-anxiety drug Xanax and the painkiller Vicodin.
Vicodin was a stimulant for me, so I also used Vicodin as something to, you know, get my engine going and carry me through the day. And then my Xanax would, you know, balance me out and bring me down and relax me. But one was to calm me down and one was to give me the energy to move forward.
American health officials say that poisoning was a major cause of death in 2008 and that 90% of poisonings were caused by drugs, including commonly prescribed painkillers. The government says deaths caused by strong painkillers more than tripled in a decade. That's not news to Marianne Gunn, a retired drug court judge who now appears on a television show called Last Shot with Judge Gunn, which shows the real-life effect of drugs on people and their families.
For instance, in 1999, the big problem was methamphetamine, and it was a cancer, if you will, throughout our country, and we have addressed that and are continuing to address it. And more over the years, we began to see people being addicted to prescription drugs.
Pharmacologist James Adams of the University of Southern California says powerful drugs snare many patients.
And I'm not talking about heroin abusers on the streets of LA. I'm talking about somebody's grandmother in Fresno dying from oxycodone, dying from hydrocodone, dying from morphine.
Adams says that 90 million people have chronic pain, much of it from arthritis caused by obesity and aging. Adams says the solution is using alternative ways to manage pain and giving powerful drugs only to those who need them. Another solution, a registry of patients in use in California and many other states that lets doctors and pharmacists know what controlled drugs their patients are already getting. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
By me losing the weight, that's helping my heart too,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
For sure.